people are missing. The death toll actually now up to 24, and they do fear the number of both of those categories could go up in coming days. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says not everybody who took part in the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill should be pardoned. He says those that were engaged in simple protests should not be prosecuted, but anybody who was involved in violence at all on that day, Vance told Fox News, that they should in fact face time and not be pardoned. It's been slow going on Wall Street after a big loss on Friday, but it's been mixed. The Dow right now up by about 90 points. This is SRN News.
First Conservative Baptist Church is seeking to help new families that are searching for expository preaching, teaching, and God-honoring music. FCBC is in the Mandarin community at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Bible study, 9:30. Worship at 10:30, and Wednesday Bible study and fellowship meal at 7 p.m. All are welcome at First Conservative Baptist Church. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted you've joined today. We're talking about leadership counts, and that leadership meaning spiritual leadership, that's Christian leadership, and political leadership. We're already witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, across the nation and around the world, witnessing the disintegration of leadership in California. We've already witnessed for 4 years the disintegration of leadership across America with the, as some call him, Sleepy Joe in office. And ladies and gentlemen, just before the top of the hour news, we're talking about right here in Duval County with City Council Bill 2024-871, which is an open, in-your-face, flagrant cancellation of our First Amendment rights. And we've invited all of the listeners, if you're at all possible, to be at the City Council meeting tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock and say no, no, no to passing that bill. Let me just read you an article that validates what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Headline: Texas homeowner ordered to remove Jesus sign. A Texas homeowner was ordered to remove all Jesus signs from her property. She received a message from the homeowners association telling her to remove all signs, all Jesus signs. They are not allowed in the community. The woman was told by the homeowners association that religious yard signs are not permitted. Only non-religious signs are permitted. The woman had a sign in her front yard that read, "Pray for America," and a banner in her backyard that read, "Jesus is our only hope." The article goes on to say the American Center for Law and Justice said in a statement, quote, "Our client sought approval for the sign and banner with the Homeowners Association Architectural Review Committee. The Architectural Review Committee came back and said the signs were political and asked if they met the requirements of the sizes. So she had the signs reduced in size. Then they came back, ladies and gentlemen, and says they're not political signs and therefore they can't be put up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that we need to understand that according to the U.S. Supreme Court, The Fair Housing Act clearly states that homeowners cannot be discriminated against on the basis of the religion. The courts have also emphasized individuals are protected from discrimination before and after they acquire the property, including governance by the Homeowners Association, according to the ACLJ. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The bill that they're wanting to pass by the City Council here in Duval County, 2024-871, is a bill that will encroach. I don't care how they twist it. Sarah Palin, you know, a number of years ago said you can put lipstick on a pig and he's still a pig. You can put lipstick on 871 and it still encroaches on our open rights according to our First Amendment with the freedom of speech. They're talking about trying to control what we might say about Islamic jihadists. They're trying to control what we might say about the ACL, about the LGBTQ agenda, et cetera, et cetera. They have those laws now, ladies and gentlemen, in the state, in the nation of Canada, where you cannot go on the radio or television and say anything about the LGBTQ Sodomite agenda. You can't say anything against the Islamic jihadist or anything that is not politically correct in the era of which we are living today. So therefore I say the bill that they're trying to pass in Duval County, 2024-871, say no. Call your city councilman, say no. Text or email your city councilman, say no on 871. If at all possible, be there in person by huge numbers and give an opportunity to speak, just say no. Do not approve 871. Now, the one we were speaking to just a moment ago, Blake Harper, Blake says maybe they need to modify it. No. I say no. I admire Blake for his position in this stand, but the bill ought not to pass. Once it passes, year by year, it can be modified, changed, and tweaked, and will grow into a monster that will totally destroy our freedom of speech here in Duval County. So we need to say no. But ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we stand. I'm looking at a headline that said the ultimate price is being paid. Trump shreds Gavin Newsom for gross incompetence on the raging fires. President-elect Donald J. Trump on Wednesday slammed Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom for not just failing to address the issues that could help minimize the raging wildfire that's destroying the communities this week, but actively refusing to address the needs of the state of the residents. President Trump said the fires in Los Angeles may go down in dollar amount as the worst in the history of the country. In many circles, they're doubting whether or not insurance companies will ever have enough money to pay for this catastrophic event. Let this serve and be emblematic of the gross incompetence and mismanagement of the Biden-Newsom duo. January the 20th cannot come fast enough, Trump says. Further in the article, it says, as of this moment, Gavin Newsom and his Los Angeles crew have contained exactly 0% of the fire. It is burning at the levels even surpassed last night. This government cannot stand as it is. Trump continued, Government Newsom refused to sign the Water Restoration Declaration. By the way, that was in 2018, put before him that would have allocated millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snow melt from the north to flow daily into the parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way. He wanted to protect an essentially worthless fish called the smelt by giving less water. It didn't work, but he didn't care about the people of California. Now the ultimate price is being paid. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we're talking today, leadership counts. I have with me Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in the Bible College and Seminary, Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps, does the Bible give us examples of good leadership and bad leadership? It just speak to, I've always called it the weak leadership, the wicked leadership, the strong leadership. What are some of the leadership examples of weak leadership that you find in the Scripture?
You know, I'm so glad that we have the heritage of the Scriptures, the Old Testament Scriptures, to give us examples of poor leadership, mm-hmm, and of good leadership, or real leadership in the nation of Israel. I want to first of all mention that the book of Psalms and the book of Isaiah as well talk about God's chosen nation, Israel. And so when we think about God's chosen nation, we turn to Isaiah chapter 43, and we read in verse number 10 concerning Israel, God said, "You are my witnesses, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." But then he says also in verse 21, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." So what we have in the Old Testament scriptures are some examples of the good leadership in a nation and that which is poor leadership. And I want to mention a few of those. But before I do, I want us to be reminded of something, and that is that we ought to profit or learn from history.
Yes.
And that's what the Old Testament is, accurate history.
Yes.
God tells it like it is. Mm-hmm. And if we do not learn from history, we'll make the mistakes like we're hearing about in California from these leaders.
Yes.
So what we have in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles especially, is the testimony of God concerning those who were poor leaders and those who were good leaders. And it starts way back in 2 Chronicles chapter 12. After the reign of Solomon, who was a good leader for a while, who had wisdom, but who neglected to do what he should, mm-hmm. we find that there were leaders of the divided kingdom because of Rehoboam's mishandling of things and misbehavior. God allowed the nation to split. We had the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Judah. Northern was Israel, and it was called Judah in the south. Mm-hmm. But Rehoboam became established in the kingdom. And the Bible tells us when he had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. That meant that he simply forsook the house of God, we might say today. Mm-hmm. He just began to forsake the church, and he began to behave wickedly and set an example of poor leadership in all the land of Israel. God tells us about the righteous kings, and God tells us about the wicked or rebellious kings. Let me read just a few things to speak of those who were righteous kings. One of the first things we find was about King Asa. He became a follower of God, and there are those who followed him in following the Lord. Mm-hmm. You can set a good example.
Absolutely.
Then there was the fame of Jehoshaphat. Mm-hmm. This is a man that made things right, and he served the Lord all of his life and did that which was good in the sight of the Lord, walking in the right ways. And he removed some idolatrous activities in the land.
Yes.
There was the favor that God showed upon the country because of Joash. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And then there was the faith of Hezekiah. He would simply rely upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. But we read of those who were rebellious kings concerning Rehoboam. The Bible speaks of his folly. He forsook the counsel of the old men, the wise counsel, and placed heavy taxes upon the people. And he served in a time when the kingdom was divided. There was the failure of the next king. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He slew... He murdered a lot of people, especially his own kin. Mm-hmm. There was the foolishness of Amaziah. He turned away from following the Lord and brought the idols of even foreign countries and set them up in his own land. Then there was the forsaking that was true of Isaiah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and provoked the anger of God because of the way he behaved.
Absolutely.
There was the fall of Manasseh. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he was captured by the Assyrians. Then Jehoiakim, later, he did evil in the sight of the Lord and was taken captive and taken to Babylon. Then there was the finish of Zedekiah. He did so evil that he was taken to Babylon, and his people, his family, suffered greatly. So one of the things we learn and we understand from reading history is that people do not learn from history, but they ought to listen.
It's amazing. In fact, Dr. Phelps, as you touch on that, it's an old cliche, I know, but it says if we don't learn from history, we're bound to repeat history. And I believe that's what we're witnessing today in America. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what we're seeing with the wicked, evil leadership out of the Oval Office and out of state after state after state across America. I believe we have Marshall on the line. Marshall, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Pastor. This is an incredibly important issue you're discussing, leadership. I came across something doing some research yesterday that has stunned me. I'd like to pass it on through you to your audience for their consideration.
Yes.
And it is something that threatens the welfare of this nation strategically and existentially, and yet it's being scoffed at so many people that hear what Donald Trump and Vice President Trump, Vance, has been saying. That's the continental mass or island mass of Greenland, populated by very few people. When I was in the Air Force, I flew into Thule and Sandrestrom, and we had a very tragic event on August the 28th of 1976 up at Sandrestrom that has forever put my heart and mind in that country. Another story for another time. But Greenland represents a potential Achilles heel for America if China or Russia were to encroach on that landmass to our north, over which the missiles would come from Russia if we were engaged in war. Greenland is vital. It is vital to our strategic defense. And yet, here's the point of what I want to say. An MSNBC commentator, the communist bunch of fools that run that thing, were discussing in humorous fashion the concerns of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance about Greenland, and how they wanted to go to war over Greenland and attack Greenland and take it over and other nonsense. And so they went and were interviewing. Now, here's the important part. They went and were interviewing a former ambassador to Denmark. Denmark and Greenland, Denmark kind of controls Greenland. And the former U.S. ambassador under Barack the Devil Obama was a man whose name was Rufus Gifford, G-I-F-F-O-R-D. I hope you'll retain that name and look it up and find out what he is. When I looked at him, I said, my goodness, that man is homosexual. And when I looked him up, I discovered a very personally concerning biography of this man. He has a husband who he married in 2014, and it gets worse from there. But he was our ambassador to Denmark under the Obama administration, and he kind of came out when he was in Denmark and did all sorts of crazy stuff on TV with him to celebrate what he was. Now, this is a man who then went on to be the chief fundraiser for none other than Joe Biden. I think that's the name that I've heard floating around. Another disgusting example of non-leadership, as was Mr. Obamanation. And I found out his association with a second former ambassador to another Scandinavian country, and that would be a lady born in India whose name is Shefali Razdan Dugay. And she was the ambassador. In fact, she's still currently the ambassador to the Netherlands. Her chief association, her badge of honor, is being a board member for Emily's List. Well, what is the American version of Emily's List? That is the organization that supports, seeks out and supports women government candidates who are pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. And when I began to look at the people that were surrounding the argument against Greenland and the way that President Trump is beginning to present it, I realized once again it's a bunch of perverted Democrats that were thrust upon us by Joe Biden and earlier by Barack Obama, and then even earlier in a book that I'm reading right now, The Year of the Rat, Bill Clinton. It is a weird network in our leadership of people that are sexually perverted or who want to kill children. Now, what does that sound like? The land of Canaan, perhaps, in which God told Joshua and the children of Israel, you get in there and you wipe out every man, woman, child, apple tree, whatever. Well, they almost did it, but not enough, so it survived today in the cultures around the world and now is in American culture because our leadership, our Democrat primary leadership with a few rhinos, are people that are sexually perverted and who want to kill children, and they're the ones trying to prevent Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, at least moral men who are strong male leaders, from creating a defense for us in a very critical area. Now, I remind you that the Chinese are encroaching in the West down in the Bahamas. The port of the Bahamas is filled with Chinese engineers and business people. China owns what? Or has taken over the Panama Canal, courtesy of Jimmy Peanut Carter. Mm-hmm. And how about when the Soviet Union came and encroached into Cuba, and we had the Bay of Pigs invasion, the Cuban Missile Crisis? The bad people, the evil dealers, the godless communist empires want to take America out. And Greenland, right now, though it hasn't been on our radar screen in the popular version, the average American citizen knows nothing about it or its strategic importance, but it is important. And Donald Trump is telegraphing that we're going to protect America's interests by focusing on acquisition or use of Greenland.
Well, Marshall, one of the things, if I could jump in, one of the things I'd like to say after Trump brought this up, the head of Denmark has said, we want to talk, just as his talk conversation about taking over the Panama Canal that Jimmy Carter gave away years ago. Now, all of a sudden, the Panamanians are saying, the Chinese are not running it. In fact, it is the opposite of that. The Chinese are running the Panama Canal. They're making the decision. We're paying more for each of our ships going through, especially our military ships, Navy ships, paying more for the fees to go through than any other nation with their ships. And President Trump, which I believe is a good leader and will make a good decision, I think we'll see the regaining of the control of the Panama Canal. I think we'll see the high probability of having control of Greenland and even the way out potentiality of Canada becoming the 51st state. But Trump has some good vision, and I believe will make a good leader. And Marshall, just as you're saying, I believe our listeners need to understand there's a need in America today to get back to good, solid, conservative, central biblicist leadership in America, not just politically, but spiritually. We've watched the decline of morals, ethics, and values in our nation, not just because of Joe Biden, not just because of the wicked leadership politically, but because we have wicked leadership, spiritually speaking, where churches embrace the LGBTQI+ agenda, where churches will embrace the sodomites coming in as pastors, as preachers, leaders, etc., etc. We have destroyed the leadership in America, spiritually speaking, our spiritual leadership and our political leadership. Marshall, we've got just a few more moments, but take just a moment and address that need of getting back to not just good political leadership, but good spiritual leadership.
Well, that's very simple. There's a great book out there, Shepherds for Sale by Megan Basham, who details what's happened in my past association with the Southern Baptist, and we are in a national crisis. And if we don't understand that all authority flows from the fatherhood of God, and it does.
Yes.
If we don't understand that, align with it, and obey it, which is generally done through male leadership, conservative Christian male leadership, then our nation yes. not may perish, we will perish. And what mm-hmm. President Trump is telling us right now is our strategic welfare rests in a landmass called Greenland, and our prompt action at shoring that up. And our spiritual malaise in America is preventing us from listening to this man who has very wisely taken steps to begin to correct what these Democrat perverted leaders have done over the years to eviscerate our nation and make us, as people don't understand this, but it's true, in many ways, naked and bare before our enemies. We're in trouble.
Yes.
And we need to look at we need to go back and look at the people like Rufus Gifford in their biographies, these Democrat people who are fundraisers or whatever, and understand how wicked and evil the Democrat Party is and how so many of our rhino Republicans are. And men must stand up and push back legally against them. Time
yes.
is short. But, yes, the great
yes.
problem in America is lack of spiritual leadership in the pulpit. Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Absolutely. Marshall, thank you for your call and for your input. You're spot on with what we're saying. Dr. Phelps, we've got a couple of minutes before our broadcast concludes today, but when we talk about the need for spiritual leadership, what kind of leadership does that connote? What does it say when I say we need good spiritual leadership? What do we need to expect out of our leadership, and why are we failing with that?
We need to expect better reasoning, better thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think we need to think about the consequences of what we're doing.
Yes.
How it's going to affect our nation, our people. How it's going to affect our relationship with God. David was not perfect.
Yes.
But one of the things that we read about him, the Bible comments quite often that his heart was perfect toward God.
Yes.
Now, how do we understand that? One of the things I learned about David is that he knew how to deal with sin.
Yes.
And he was a man who chose to confess his sin in repentance and enjoy the blessing of forgiveness and the favor of God upon him and upon the nation.
Absolutely. Dr. Phelps, as we've seen throughout the scriptures, see strong leaders, weak leaders, wicked leaders. And I believe Ahab, according to 1 Kings 16:33, was the most wicked leader that Israel had ever had, that God said. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us down this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.